Today at Guarino, March 5th. Yesterday we talked about a home, a house, a hotel lobby, and people's lives. We discussed what makes up a home. People in it that love each other, people in it that are harmonious, people in the home that are closer to one another than they are to people in the workplace. Or people in the university, or in any kind of a school. Home is a place of companionship. Home is a place that's so magnetic, you want to go back to it again and again and again. And that's a home and everything else. It's just a house or a hotel lobby. Everybody's thinking now we have to have two incomes, three incomes. We have to become wealthy. Money is gained and lost, sometimes rather quickly. It's quickly gained, often it's quickly lost. But what is wealth? Wealth is a diamond with many facets. One, of course, is money. But that's not the only one. Happy family. Family that enjoys each other. That's a great wealth. Doing things together and enjoy doing things together is another great wealth. Rushing home to be with one another. If you can create that in your family, you are wealthy. And another great wealth is living within your income. Even multimillionaires are poor if they do not live within their income. They're always worried about debt, payments, responsibilities, and often very lonely people, because in all the efforts to gain those millions, they had to sacrifice their family, their children, and their own happiness. And many content themselves building great big multi-million dollar homes. To benefit whom? A gardener, maybe a cook, a maid or two who get to live there all the time while they're traveling around the world. Coming in late and leaving early. That's not wealth. That's also not wisdom. And that's a good way to die young. Well, everybody in cyberspace, I don't know how we got on this subject, but it did start with some questions about home, family, and togetherness. We'll be back with you tomorrow in cyberspace, having Darshan in our beautiful ashram. Think about your home and see if it compares to the ideal that we talked about today. Om Namah Shivaya.